supposed to know that you're well. Good morning, Medford. It is 7:02 a.m. and I hope you're enjoying your time waking up. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFM Medford v. Tufts, free from radio. My name's Marion and today's show, Radio Europe, is called Let's Pretend Brexit Never Happened. So, if you have been living off the news for a certain amount of time, maybe you don't exactly know what Brexit is. Brexit is the decision taken by the UK to leave the European Union, and that was on June 23rd, 2016, and it took effect in 2020 or something around those lines, yeah. January 31st, 2020. For the purpose of this show, we're just going to say that Brexit happened in 2016. The vote happened in 2016. And, you know, what would happen if Brexit hadn't happened? There's a certain branch of history that considers what would happen if. And of course, you cannot rewrite what just happened with ifs. But if you could, I'd say Brexit would be a pretty good place to start. Mainly because my show is about Europe and European music and European songs, European culture, European whatever you want to call this, basically Europe. I struggled when I was creating that show and crafting it with my little hands to see if I should include Great Britain in it or not. My decision was that most of the time I wouldn't do it because of Brexit. And so I decided today that I would pretend never happened so that I could play British music. So let's see what happened after 2016 in Great Britain. What happened that could have been European, that maybe would have been, that maybe should have been, I don't know. But something that was not European as for music, that could have been if it were not for Brexit. And this is what we're going to find out today. So of course we're going to listen to songs that have translated a little more into America so that you may know a little more than the songs we usually listen to. The first one was of course Harry Styles, As It Was. And now we're gonna switch. I don't know what I'm going to play right now. Let me think. I have several type of thing that I could be playing as for the music. So I am going to say that I will play some, yes, Metronomy is a very good way to start. Metronomy, Salted Caramel Ice Cream. Here you go. Thank you. So that was Salted Caramel Ice Cream. If you just tuned in, hello and welcome. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, the Tufts Freeform Radio. You know, so if Brexit hadn't happened, we would have been able to consider those songs European tunes, at least European in the sense of the European Union, that's for sure. Because in terms of continent, the UK and Great Britain in general has not been able to, you know, move the island from another place to another place. And so somehow they've remained European, but only geographically, because if we're talking politically, that's a little different. So that was... that was Salted Caramel Ice Cream by Metronomy. That was released in 2019. Harry Styles, the one that we listened right beforehand, was 2022. So 2019, you gotta know that it was this. We were in this 4-year time period where Brexit had happened, but also had not happened, and Great Britain was struggling, and especially the UK, to find an agreement to leave the EU, find an agreement that would say. That would respect the conditions that they wanted, that would respect the European conditions, basically that would respect everyone. And they struggled to do so, and they struggled so much that they had to go through, you know, an entire wrench, an entire a line of ministers, of prime ministers who struggled. There was Boris Johnson, there was Liz Truss, I believe, who was the last one. There were many prime ministers whose name I'm not gonna go alone and ramble about them. But just so you know, it was a struggle to actually do Brexit and to actually make it and to actually craft it into an agreement that would be legal. There was this vote, and then the decision took 4 years. So in that 4-year period, everybody was sort of wondering what was going to happen, what was going to be, how was it going to work. And at that time, not to talk about me, but just a little bit, at that time it was... Brexit happened when I was in last year of middle school, and then the actual Brexit happened at the end of my high school. And just a little anecdote that maybe would resonate within you. My parents, the year Brexit happened was also the year Trump was elected, if I remember correctly. And I was in my last year of middle school into that. And I was very worried about both the election of Trump and the possibility that Brexit could be a thing. And I asked my parents, is it going to happen? Do you think it's going to happen? My God, do you know? I was so worried. I would ask them all the time. And I would always, always say, nah. No, the Americans are not going to elect Trump. It's not a thing that can happen. And no, the British are not going to do Brexit. Why would they do that? No, it's not going to happen. And this is probably the only time in my life where both my parents were wrong on two occasions. And on this note, let's again pretend Brexit never happened. And let's pretend that we would have been with Great Britain for an eternity. So we're going to listen to a song by an artist whom I love, Benjamin Clementine. Eternity, his single, was released. Eternity was released in 2018. So again, in that period of sort of blur. I will leave you with that.
You know it all. I seek in vain. What lands to tell? Also with sea. The land is brief and weed, nor cares for falling tears or rain. You know it all. I sit and wait with bundled arms and hands that fail till the last lifting off the veil and the first opening of the gate. Know it all. I cannot see. I trust I shall not live in vain. I know that we shall meet again in some divine eternity. I know that we shall meet again in some divine eternity. I know that we shall
now, let me just say, what if that divine eternity was EU and us was UK and Europe? I never said that. Anyway, so again, hello, if you just tuned in, good morning. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, V Tufts Freeform Radio. You just listened to Benjamin Clementine, and it's just a little break here to tell you how much I love him, especially because he's an artist whom I find particularly unbelievable in the way that he uses lyrics and in the way that he sings with his soul. There's this breaking point in tension in the way that he sings that he could almost be crying or screaming. You never really know. You never quite know with him, which is what I find unbelievable and partly magical. And again, that was 2018, so in that period between the vote where Brexit was voted and the period where the UK and Great Britain actually left the EU. So, you, again, another tune that we would have been able to call European had Brexit not occurred. What we're going to listen to right now is sometime between in that blurry period. That was just for the pun. My sentence makes no sense. We're going to listen to Blur. We're going to listen to a tune by Blur, The Heights, that was released in 2023. And again, music that we would have been able to call European had it not been for Brexit. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, The Heights.
Suppose I'm on my own tonight. suppose I gotta find the highs. I gave a lot of heart, so did you. Standing in the back row, this one's for you.
See it through the coma in our lives. Something so bright out there, you can't even see it. Are we running out of time? Something so momentary that you can't even feel it.
I'll see you in the heights one day. I'll get there too. I'll be standing in the front row next to you.
Something so bright out there, you can't even see it. Are we running out of time?
Oops, no spoiler right now. What you just listened to again was Blur. It's from their new album, and that album is called The Ballad. Let me just, I don't want to say something that's not right. The Ballad of Darren. That was released in 2023, and that was The Heights, more precisely. So, you know, I was trying to look for quotes that would explain Brexit. One of them was Boris Johnson, so he was the mayor of London at the time, and he said, "Let's take back control of huge sums of money, take back control of immigration, take back control of our democracy." I'm not here to talk about Brexit, the impact that it had decision-wise, what happened afterwards for Britain, for UK, for all of that, because I'm no political expert, that's not my field of competence. What I just mean to say, however, is that the fact that it took 4 years and that there was this span of moment of 4 years that was just a blurry indicator for everybody, in Europe included. Nobody really knew how it was going to unfold. People questioned if it were ever going to happen. And once this decision, which, you know, was a little bit striking because nobody thought that was going to happen, once this decision was voted, once all of this was actually a thing that needed to be done and that needed to be treated legally, there was a little bit of less of a hype around Brexit, I feel like. People realized that it was actually going to be a little bit of a pain, if you see what I mean. And so, again, I like to pretend it didn't happen for the purpose of this show. And I would like to bring you an adventure with me, if you agree, of course. We're going to listen to I'm not going to call it a song, but a piece of music, if you agree, that's about 10 minutes long, and I was released in 2016. It was composed by Michael Kawanuka, and you might have heard an extract of this thing. It's called Cold Little Heart, and I think it's a wonderful song to just, I don't know, just go on this ride with me, go and accept this experience, which I think is honestly really worth it. I hope you will enjoy it. As much as I will, and I will leave you with that. So, Cold Little Heart, here we go. So that was pretty much an experience, right? If you just tuned in, hello, good morning, welcome. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFM at Fruit V Tufts Freeform Radio. It's time for today's PSA, PSA Public Service Announcement. And just so you know, what you're listening to today is Radio Europe, and this show is called Let's Pretend Brexit Never Happened. Let's Pretend Brexit Never Happened. So we're listening to posts 2016 British, UK, Great Britain, rock, pop, whatever music, to see what would have happened if that music could have been European. Anyways, today's PSA, if it's broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out in the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money on buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFix.com publish high-quality detail repair guides for free. If one of your electronic device malfunctions, before responsibly disposing is e-waste, first track down the owner's manual to see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So, when something of yours break, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you're going to throw it away anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. This was a public service message from WMFM Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Now that the PSA is done, let me just say a couple of other things before I continue playing music. So again, that show today that we're doing, Let's Pretend Brexit Never Happened, is a show mainly designed for you to listen to British music after 2016. I would like to just say that, again, the only time my parents did a mistake, and both of them were convinced Brexit would never happen, was probably at that time. They were really convinced that it wouldn't be a thing. And for all the wrong that Brexit has done and all the damage that it has done to the UK, I'm especially talking about inflation and what happened to people, there is one thing that we could not think about when doing Brexit and when thinking about Brexit. It is the amount of memes that just sprung out of the internet to mock Brexit or talk about Brexit or describe that decision. If you ever go on the internet, if that happens to you from time to time, I would suggest you just type Brexit meme and you will find the funniest thing ever, because, well, this has appeared to become one central element of meme culture at the end of the 2010s, especially if you look at templates such as I'm a fighter, not a quitter, I decided to resign, all that kind of things, which you may have heard of. That was for me. We're going to listen to Rex Orange County, an artist whom I again admire very much, and this song is called Happiness.
I'll be the one that stays till the end, and I'll be the one that needs you again, and I'll be the one that proposes in a garden of roses and truly loves you long after our curtain closes. But will you still love me when nobody wants me around? When I turn 81 and forget things, will you still be proud? 'Cause I am the one that's waiting. When nobody wants me around, around. and forget things, will you still be proud? Proud of me and my short list of accomplishments. Say, me and my lack of new news. Me and my selfishness, or me and myself wish you nothing but a happy new version of you. Because to be yourself, so I can say it's gonna be alright. Yeah. And I want you to love me the way you love your family, the way you love to show me what it's like to be happy.
And while we're on a melancholy hill, we're just gonna go right ahead and dive into 3WW with Lumpel, a French rapper by Alt-J. If you will agree to stay with me, of course.
Qu'importe ce que j'ai bu, un tour de soleil sans te voir, je reverrai toujours ton visage à 5 heures du matin sur le plafond. Ok. Qu'importe ce que j'ai bu, je serai jamais assez vieux pour apprendre à mener une vie sage. Si tu voyais dans quel état j'écris, tu me trouverais sûrement pathétique. Mais bon, t'es plus jalouse, on est deux. Mais je t'entends parler de lui et je ressens des montées de violence. Je croyais que j'avais des bonnes ondes, mais je viens de défoncer ma porte sombre. Trop tard même si je m'en rappelle, j'ai jamais su te dire à quel point je tiens à toi. Je suis le plus froid de tous les hommes, mais tu peux tout lire dans mes yeux. Dire je t'aime c'est pour les autres. Je me suis encore allongé sur le goudron, c'est super sale, mais je suis tellement défoncé, je me sens presque sur le sable. C'est pas un endroit pour dormir et mes chaussures le savent. Mais si j'avais ta tête sur mon cœur enflé, je pourrais presque ronfler. 1, 2, 3, 4, j'enchaîne vite les gobelets et plastiques. Autour de gobelins plastiques, inarrêtable. Tant que mes muscles tiennent, là je cours avec une seule bière. Mais je tombe avec et j'entends ton rire qui résonne sur les murs de pierre. Sauf que t'es pas là et que mon moral a plus de piles. Besoin d'une heure avec tes pupilles. Comme avant qu'on vive tous les drames. On rentrait chez moi pour dessouler, caché sous les draps. Je te regardais comme si j'allais t'épouser dans la foulée. C'est mieux que dire je t'aime à toutes les phrases. Toujours les mêmes. Oh, restons discrets. Comme les gouttes de pluie qui se mélangent sur le sol de Paris. Je voulais juste te dire je t'aime à ma manière.
Hello again, and if you just tuned in, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFM Medford, V Tufts Freeform Radio. What you just listened to was Birdie Wings, and before that, you had Happiness by Rex Orange County and 3WW by Alt-J. All of those songs could have been European if Brexit had not happened, and I am sorry to insist on that point, but this is actually the name of the show. Let's pretend Brexit never happened. So let me just, you know, insist on that as much as I want to. What we're going to listen to right now is those, you know, something that I really like about British pop is the way that it's eerie and also a little bit unimaginable and also just wonderful and also just, wow, I love British pop. So we're just going to listen to a band called Temples. It's called You're Either On Something or You're Onto Something. And I will leave you with that. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, You're Either On Something or You're Onto Something by Temples. And this is on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, the Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh,
That was Temples, You're Either on Something, and as you may have heard, or you're onto something. Before I actually stop talking and leave you listen to the last two songs for this show, just a couple of announcements. First one, next week is spring break. Oh my god, at least holidays, I could not wait. So next week is spring break, and because of that, there's going to be no Radio Europe, because at that time I will be in Louisiana and New Orleans. By the way, if you have recommendations, I'm looking for recommendations there, so do let me know, send me an email. so there won't be any Radio Europe next week, or at least not at this time. I will probably be able to sub for someone else during that week, because I'm coming back on a Thursday. But in the meantime, I hope you have a lot of fun. I hope you also have some break somehow, a little spring break or anything, basically, that just can leave you breathe and sleep a little bit, because I don't know about you, but I need to sleep. So that was the first announcement. The second one was, now that you've listened to all of it, could have been European music, what about Brexit? Oh my god, let's pretend it never happened for a couple of times again. It just heals my mind to think that it wasn't a thing and it was just my imagination just rambling. But again, if it weren't for Brexit, would we have had Liz Truss? Would we have had Theresa May? Would we have had Boris Johnson as Prime Minister of the UK? I don't know. And for the laughter it gave me, at least, I guess I can say that it was something. and this is it. And yeah, the last artist that I saved for today, I saved him because he's my favorite of all. I saw him in Dijon, Burgundy, in 2018, probably. Yeah, probably 2018, on around those lines. It was the first day I entered high school. In the evening, there was this concert that was free. I saw him for free. Who would have believed? And he played, at the time, he played Brazil, and it was his first EP that was against the conditions at the World Cup of Brazil, and I don't remember the year, whatever. And he's been singing ever since. His name is Declan McKenna, and he could have been a European artist had it not been for Brexit. And he has released this album called Zeros that was in 2020. We're going to play two songs of his, the opening song, You Better Believe, and The Key to Life on Earth, which is basically the single of that album. I hope you enjoyed as much as I do. I hope you've enjoyed this show as much as I have. I wish you all a very good week, a very good Monday, an amazing morning if you're in the US, or an amazing afternoon if you're in Europe. And truth be told, WMFM Medford, Tufts Free From Radio, best college radio of all Massachusetts, right? Again, that was Radio Europe. My name is Marion. I hope I'll see you next week. Probably not at the same time again, but another time. And in the meanwhile, have fun, pretend Brexit never happened, and just tune your ears to this wonderful Declan McKenna song. I love you, bye. You.
Nike trainers. Comfort you can feel. Half-fast summer deal.